I mean, maybe towards the bikes, keeping the bikes all together.
Well, we have our chief mechanic here, which is Jean. She has all the tools and a lot of knowledge. We have our books on our motorcycles, and we try to do a lot of maintenance ourselves. And we kind of try to help other women also who wants to do some maintenance. So it's the gang is mostly that, going for rides and also learning how to do basic maintenance and not being afraid of doing it, being, you know, confident that you can hold a screwdriver and a hammer and whatever and do things, undo them and do them back on again. So it's a nice feeling.
How did you become the chief mechanic of the gang?
Well, I do a lot of work on my own bike, and I was probably working more on mine. It was apart all winter, so we would get together and work on that and as a group and get it back together.
Have you arranged any trips?
Well, this is sort of the off season for trips on a motorcycle. We occasionally go for rides on Sundays in the fall and winter months, but we go for rides usually in the lower mainland or to. We went to Vancouver Island once. We planned to go to the Sunshine Coast, but in the last summer, two of us went on a long trip to northern Alberta and northern BC. That was a very successful trip. We were on small bikes. Like, people should know that the average number of CCs in this group is something like, well, it's in the neighborhood of 250. These are not big bikes.
How'd you find it touring on a small bike?
It was fine. I mean, you don't do 800 miles a day on a small bike.
Not even on a big bike.
Apparently not even on a big bike. But we wanted to take it easy, and we took it easy. And you don't need to have an enormous bike. You don't need a Cadillac bike in order to go long distances. I mean, we proved that.
Why do you think more women are buying bikes?
Money. I think economics is really an important factor. I mean, a new car is just out of the reach of most women, and bikes are far more, the initial expense is less, and they're cheaper to maintain. And also, just the fun of it is one thing, and the fact that the barriers are being broken down. I mean, motorcycling has been traditionally a male domain, as have most fun things. And women, you know, are realizing that they can do it too.
What information or advice do you have for a woman that wants to learn how to ride a motorcycle?
Well, there are safety courses. There are motorcycle riding courses offered by the BC Safety Council that are beginner's courses, and we would recommend that somebody take one of those. I mean, they are sort of expensive. It's about $120, but it does teach you really basic riding skills.
Yeah, the other thing is if you ever get a motorcycle, choose a motorcycle that you can drive and you feel comfortable with. There's a lot of myths about motorcycles, like guys go and buy, you know, 650s, 750s, or even 550s or whatever, and they're much too big to start on. I think it's important that we don't go with those images and those ideas of motorcycles. It's better to buy a motorcycle that you'll feel comfortable, you can touch the ground on. You can ride it safely. You won't just leave. The motorcycle is going to leave the ground and you're going to be stuck in the air there. I think it's important.
What's a good size of a bike to start on?
Well, I think below 400 would be the answer. You could range from 175 to about 400, depending on the size of the person. And if you drove before, like a car, or, you know, what is your experience? You could also, I mean, there's also the odd woman who would start on a bigger bike, but I wouldn't recommend it for a large majority of people.
Well, with respect to the size of the bike to make your first bike, I think on the one hand, you want to avoid thinking that you have to start on a really, 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 really small bike, like a 125 or a 175. And I think that some dealers have a tendency to steer women towards the really small bikes and... you know, so as or to a moped or a scooter or something like that, which can be more dangerous than a bike. I mean, there's certain safety advantages to bigger bikes, but by bigger, I, you know, would agree with what Louise says, anything 400 or less.
So what should women look out for when they go to buy a bike?
Well, there's
the color.
There's things like, well, I just mentioned if you touch the ground, I think it's important, but things like if you feel that, if you look at the mechanics a bit and you feel that you can't repair anything because you have to undo half of the motorcycle to get to your spark plugs, and it's useless that you buy a bike like that. With the new kinds of bikes, they're having so much new technology that you have to take a part off and pay $120 to replace it. And I think that's kind of stupid. I think you have to have a certain look at the type of motor you're buying and if it's a 2 cylinders or 4 cylinders and what you're getting into. And it's a good thing to shop around and ask. Like, I'm sure that we're not experts on motorcycle, but we do know a little bit of it, and we're probably very glad to share it with other women who want to buy a motorcycle.